visitors among us. We're glad to see you. Hope that you'll be at ease as you make your visit and encourage you to get your Bible and examine the things under sin. Now, reading this morning from Luke chapter 11 and in verse 5, when Jesus taught his disciples to pray and say, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me three loaves. So a friend of mine in this journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him. He from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. The Lord used that little midnight scene to teach, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. I call our attention this morning to some midnight scenes of the Bible. If you pick up this book and read, you'll find that of the judges. and notice what they're doing at midnight. Singing and praying. You ever sing and pray at midnight? They did. And the prisoners heard them. You know, the Bible puts a lot of emphasis on prayer. Paul said, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. And to the Philippians, he picked up Philippians 4 and 6. Be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. They were praying at midnight. And also they were singing, singing praises to God. Paul said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing. And making melody in your heart, Ephesians 5. And in verse 19. Another thing that happened at this midnight scene is that a person learned the truth and obeyed. Suddenly, remember the time at midnight, there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself. Supposing that the prisoners had been slain, but Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? At midnight, a man asked the greatest question that could ever be asked. What must I do to be saved? And the answer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You see, in order for a person to be saved, it's absolutely essential that he believe. In the book of John 8, and in verse 24, Jesus said, if you believe not what I mean, you should die in your sins. And the Hebrew writer recorded in Hebrews 11, and in verse 6, that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so a person must believe on the Lord. And notice in verse 32, they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and all that were in his house. There was teaching going on at this midnight scene. You ever teach somebody the gospel at midnight? You ever have a whole Bible study that goes on at midnight? Why were they speaking to him the word of the Lord? That's how faith comes. Remember in the book of Romans chapter 10 and in verse 17, the word of the Lord that is able to save your soul, James 1, and in verse 21. And so these men of God were speaking the word of God at midnight. And he took them the same hour of the night. What night was that? Midnight. And washed their stripes and was baptized. He and all his straightway. Here's a man that was baptized. Notice men. At midnight. The same hour of the night. The same hour that he heard the word. He obeyed the word in being baptized. You know, there are those sometimes today who object to being baptized, thinking that it's really not that important, that you can be saved without being baptized. If it be true, why be baptized the same hour of the night at midnight? Why not wait till the next day or the next week or the next year or do it at all? But the fact that he was baptized the same hour of the night at midnight underscores the necessity of being baptized. Jesus taught he that believer that is baptized should be saved. But he that believeth not should be redeemed. Mark 16. And in verse 16. And so, at this midnight scene, we find two men of God praying and singing praises to God. We find a man asking the greatest question that could ever be asked, what must I do to be saved? We find the word of God being taught. We find a man obeying at midnight. What a good example. But also, when you think about midnight scenes, turn over a few pages to chapter 20. We find the church assembled for worship at midnight. In Acts chapter 20, we read of the church at Troas. Paul had tarried 7 days to being with the church upon the first day of the week. And the Bible says in Acts 20 and verse 7, upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight.
Thank you.
arriving at midnight. It's told to represent the unexpected time at which the Lord will come and the need to be ready. You know, the Bible often teaches the fact that Christ is coming. The Lord promised that in John chapter 14. He said, I will come again. And when the Lord was taken up, he was received by a cloud out of their sight, and the angels that stood by said, he's coming. He'll come in like manner as you've seen him taken up from you into heaven. That's what that's all. Together we stand to see this.